The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Day two, he's back, and look who's here. Swagoo Marcus Spears, dapper as ever.
It's been too
long. I like this too.
What's up,
Stephen
Ben?
A?
It's been too long.
What's up?
We didn't plan this.
I like this,
now,
gentlemen. I got both of you in the studio.
I approve. I approve because the pants rolls with the hair. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
They just black.
Two-tone.
I mean, it's two-tone. All right, way to go.
You know what? Now I can move forward with my day.
I really always like your approval.
That's right.
You know, I needed that for myself.
We all know it means the world, so you don't act like you don't know. We all know.
Thank you.
We all know.
So much. Look, they're rolling this. I was going to tee you up on the 72 Dolphins, but no one wants to hear me. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Dak Prescott was wearing a lot of hats this season. He's being asked to lead, to be a playmaker, to run if he needs to run, and to teach. This season is different because of changes and injuries at wide receiver. Let's talk about it. Amari Cooper with the Cleveland Browns after a trade. Cedric Wilson with the Miami Dolphins. Michael Gallup will miss at least the first game of the season as he continues to rehab from a torn ACL in his left knee. James Washington suffered a broken foot early in camp. CeeDee Lamb obviously will be back. We know how talented he is, but Prescott is being asked to elevate this group with less experience. So, Stephen A., I'll start with you here. Who's the biggest impact player on the Cowboys not named Dak? Let me remind everybody, we will be in Dallas Thursday.
Yeah. That's a week from this Thursday.
A week from Thursday.
August 25th.
Yeah, August 25th.
Be there. Don't get scared. Don't get nervous. The boy is coming. I'm coming to Big D. I'm taking over, okay? I'm taking over Big D. Irvin, Arlington, downtown,
I don't even know why they let
everything.
You in there.
I don't even know why. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they were thinking about inviting me back. Lord have mercy. I got something to know. I want to see everybody. Everybody there was crying on camera. I want everyone. Oh, they got free admission. Y'all got free admission. Everybody that was crying when the Cowboys lost last year, you got free admission when we show up to when First Take shows up August 25th. I'm going to let you in. You can be my personal guest.
What is wrong?
It's hilarious. I want them all in. Now let me get to this right
I'm
here, okay?
I'm starting to think we like pain now.
That's right. That's exactly. I want to get this over with because obviously the Cowboys make news. We're going to do that because I don't feel like spending this show talking about them. By the way, I do look pretty fly this morning. I thought I would say that to myself.
Oh, my goodness.
I just thought I'd say that to myself.
Molly, we knew that.
There's levels to this.
What level is that? Roy Williams?
Excuse me?
Roy, who's that?
Who'd she say?
Roy Williams.
Who the hell is that?
North Carolina.
Oh, please. I mean, I love him, but he didn't have Roy Williams. I love you dearly, but you didn't have this kind
that's
of
some nice
and right,
coral.
And
that's
right
coral.
Now it's Hubert Davis.
I'm gonna use my words.
Hubert
like
Davis just take him to the national championship game. Let's not forget that. Now let me get back to this with the Dallas Cowboys here. Ezekiel Elliott is the name that comes to my mind. Let me tell you why Ezekiel Elliott. It's by default, Swagoo. It's by default. You see, Amari Cooper is going, ain't he?
Sure
is that true? Ain't Michael Gallup hurt right now? He gonna miss like the first 4 to 6 weeks of the season. Ain't that true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got CeeDee Lamb, who's never been a number one, and now you asking him to be a number one, right?
Yep.
Ain't that true?
Yep.
Okay, then they get James Washington from Pittsburgh. I got love for him. He's a former Steeler. I don't know why you went to the Cowboys. Contaminate yourself like that. But that neither here nor there. You went from the Steelers to the Cowboys. You weren't the number one in the Steelers. You weren't even the number two because you had Deontay Johnson. You had Chase Claypool. You wasn't that dude. Okay, I believe in you, but in the same breath, it's a lot of question marks in that passing game. Kept Schultz, but you still got a lot of question marks in that passing game. So because you got those question marks, and because Dak Prescott wasn't what we expected him to be last season, particularly come playoff time. I mean, you can't get over
play. I'm glad we didn't miss out
in the way. When the Kansas City Chiefs can drive down the field and get in the field goal range in 13 seconds, but you can't even get off a snap in that time, it's a problem.
Right,
it's a problem.
And then
you take these things into consideration. Here's what I'm saying, all right? Micah Parsons is supposed to be that dude. I believe in that, brother. That's my dog right there. I love Micah Parsons, all right? Marcus Lawrence and the crew, they got a good defense. Trayvon Diggs, we know what he can bring to the table, even though those highlights of him getting burnt in practice ain't the most flattering thing in the world. But that's practice all the time. We all know what Trayvon Diggs brings to the equation. I'm saying I expect the defense to be what they were last year, if not better. All right?
Okay. Okay.
The receivers, your passing game's got to be some kind of drop-off because of your lack of familiarity with the personnel that you have in place. They had problems on their offensive line last year, but they say they're going to improve it, right? Well, what's the number one thing you need to do? You need to run block. You need to make sure that you elevate that running game. Now, we know Tony Pollard can ball, and he needs to get more reps,
yep.
Okay? And we know that there's people assuming that Ezekiel Elliott has dropped off, okay? I would say this in defense. I'm going to actually defend the Dallas Cowboy here. I don't like the bad rap Ezekiel Elliott is getting. See, this is why running backs get screwed over. First year, he had 322 carries. Third year, he had 304 carries. Fourth year, he had 301 carries. Last 2 years, 244, and obviously 237 last season. So you ran him into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He still had 1,000 yards rushing. He still averaged over 4 yards a carry, but we talking about him like he done. So understand what that means, Ezekiel Elliott. Everybody looking at you, and they sleeping on you, bro. And they saying, yo, your best days are behind you. That's what they writing about you, Ezekiel Elliott.
Are you motivating the Cowboy right now?
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. That's what they writing about. That's what they writing about you, Ezekiel Elliott. So because of that, I think he's the most important pivotal figure because if he is running the football effectively, you got to load the block, play action for Dak Prescott to familiarize himself with an unfamiliar target in the passing game. Ezekiel Elliott is the key.
That's a phenomenal opening statement, lawyers.
Attorney at large, attorney at large, Smith. Thank you very much. If I wasn't doing that, I would have been a criminal. Yeah. If I wasn't doing this so successfully, I might add, I would have been a criminal lawyer, so that makes sense.
Yeah, but the judge, the jury, and everybody in the courtroom knew you was going to say that. That's the problem with your argument.
Did they say that?
Everybody knew you was going to Ezekiel Elliott. Everybody knew that.
I'm gonna go to
where it really matters, okay. And that's Tyron Smith on this offensive line.
There you go with him again.
Listen.
Big man bowling. That's what this is about. Big man bowling.
You know
make
it.
Make sure you check
you
it out.
You know it.
Big man bowling.
I will ask you this.
Right.
If not for the wide receivers' injuries in training camp, what was the biggest question for the Cowboys?
Offensive line. Yeah.
Tyron Smith, when he plays, they win games.
Okay.
When he doesn't, they lose games.
Okay.
He's an impact player. You got a young offensive line with a veteran offensive tackle that is going to have to get these dudes on the same page because all those names you mentioned, Dak, Zeke, Tony Pollard, James Washington when he comes back off an injury, whenever that is, Michael Gallup, when he's playing CeeDee Lamb, don't none of it matter if you can't block them up. None of it. And you know that. Me and you sat here and had this conversation about Tom Brady and Aaron Donald when we was getting ready for the playoff game.
Right.
And you couldn't believe in your head that an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman could be an impact or the most important player in the game.
I'm not saying I didn't give them love. I just don't give them the love that big man baller give them.
Well,
big man baller, for those of you who don't know, it's a segment. It's must-see TV, NFL Live for ESPN. This man, big man baller.
Yeah.
I turn on the TV just to see
Big
Man
Ball. 4 to 5 Eastern.
Just to see Big Man Ball.
I've been waiting to do that all my life, Molly.
I would want to remind you before you go on with your diatribe. This same Tyron Smith that you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know he hasn't played a full season
since
2015.
Yeah, he missed games. Exactly.
Right? You know he hasn't been an All-Pro since 2016.
I know it.
Now, that's 6 years ago.
Yep.
And that's who you riding with.
That's who I'm riding with.
Oh, Lord.
S.A., come on,
man. You sure this is not emotion talking?
Now, all the times you and I done sat on the cell phone and I done told you, if we can't block them, or to your point, that's why you made a good argument, attorney at large.
That's why
Zeke Elliott was a good argument.
We're going to hold on to that, attorney
at large. But ultimately,
let's put on a tag for that attorney at large.
Ultimately, it's going to boil down to that unit, and I'm going to look at the leader in that unit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's a hard argument for the Rams last year that Andrew Whitworth was as important as anybody on that football team because of what he was able to do for Matt Stafford. Tyron Smith is going to be the most important figure. And that may even include him not actually being on the field. Every other one of those offensive linemen are young.
Okay.
They don't know how to play football yet. On this level.
That's what we're doing. So in other words, what we're saying is, even if he ain't on the field, take him out to Chick-fil-A, take him out to that's what we do. Take him out. run a Cheesecake Factory. That's what we doing. Let's rent a room. See, let me lecture them.
August. It sound outlandish right now. But the first thing he going to bring up, Molly, in the season, if his offensive line not playing well, remember that conversation you had about Tyron Smith? I'm telling you.
Oh, he knows
I'm going to do it. I'm telling you. You going to bring it up.
This brother, you just brought, listen, you did it to yourself. You just brought up, you said he don't even have to be on the field. So he lecturing, he motivating, he tutoring. That's what he doing, right?
I ain't lying. The truth is in me.
All right.
I know that if Tyron Smith is not a major impact player for the Dallas Cowboys, they stand no
chance. Well, how the hell are you a major impact player if you're on the sideline?
Stephen A., I'm going under the assumption he going to play.
But you just brought up if he don't play.
If he don't play, he still got to have an impact on the guys that's out there.
The council. Well, you know what? They can't do what he do or could once do. That is a fair assertion. And by the way.
So why is it not fair for Zeke?
Because Zeke played.
He played through injury, right?
He played.
And the whole conversation turned into Tony Pollard being a better back.
Hold on. I'm looking at Ezekiel Elliott, and with the exception of him only playing the 15 games, Ezekiel Elliott has had, and obviously the 6 games that he was suspended in 2017, he's had a thousand-yard-plus season. I mean, 1,600-plus, 1,400-plus, 1,300-plus. Last year was just 1,000. We get it. The point is, Ezekiel Elliott can still play, and they're going to ride that horse now. Now, they don't need to do it that much because Tony Pollard can ball, too. They need to give him the ball. What you don't need to do is depend on the offensive line to pass block so Dak Prescott can throw the football 45 to 50 times a game to receivers he ain't familiar with.
100%.
That's what you don't need to do.
So how in the hell is Zeke going to run if the offensive line ain't intact?
Well, I understand that. I'm not trying to diminish the importance of the offensive line. I'm just talking about Ezekiel Elliott compared to a guy like Dak Prescott.
I got you.
That's all I'm trying to say.
I got you. I think
I would have said CeeDee Lamb, but nobody asked me. I mean, we're talking about young receiving. That's a good
point. We didn't, but we appreciate your point.
But it's predicated.
That's a very good point.
That's a very good point.
Good point, Goldilocks.
And it's great. Stop, man.
I don't even understand the Goldilocks reference.
The gold.
I guess he's talking about the highlights.
The gold.
I'm working on Roy Williams images. Those are coming shortly.
Roy Williams. I love Roy Williams. He knows that. But he ain't got this kind of stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on now. Come on.
All right. Speaking of talented receivers and high-powered offense, let's go to the Chiefs. So, obviously, losing one of the most dynamic players in the National Football League in Tyreek Hill to the Miami Dolphins is a challenge. But Patrick Mahomes is a winner, and he's looking at it glass half full. Mahomes answered questions about his thoughts on the new-look Chiefs offense without Tyreek Hill. Here's what he had to say. When you have a guy as special as Tyreek, when you get any type of man coverage, you're kind of saying, forget the read. Now, the thing is, you don't know where that go-to guy is going to be every single game. It's going to be hard for defenses to game plan against it. I cannot wait to see this AFC West. I mean, fireworks, right? They are going to be beating up on each other. Marcus, do you think the Chiefs are going to have the best offense in the division?
No. I think it's the Las Vegas Raiders. And everybody keeps talking about, I love Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams is a phenomenal receiver. Hard argument that he's the best receiver in the league. We forget about Darren Waller.
Yeah.
Hunter Renfro had 100 catches last year. He's a forgotten guy in this league from the slot that people don't realize how good and how devastating he is to defenses as well. We love passing, right? Derek Carr is I think we all at this table would agree that Derek Carr is a very formidable quarterback.
Yeah. He's
full.
I like that word.
But
he led the team to the playoffs last year.
Yeah. No, he led them.
He did. I'm not knocking that.
Would you argue he's the worst quarterback in that division?
Yeah, but we got to put words in context when you're talking about three of the top six.
I'm just saying. We're talking best offense.
Listen, the Las Vegas Raiders, with what they have on the outside, Derek Carr has shown me enough. Derek Carr went to the playoffs last year with Zay Jones, Darren Waller, Hunter Renfro, and now you add the best wide receiver in the NFL to the organization. Josh Jacobs is a forgotten running back in this league that's very, very good. But beyond all of that, I went through all of that list of players. Are we not ready to say that Josh McDaniels is one of the top offensive minds in the league?
He absolutely is, but we saw his stint as head coach. And what did you think
Molly,
of it? I'm just saying.
Who was his quarterback?
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember.
You remember.
I don't.
He was there on Fridays. We ain't going to say no names.
Okay.
He was there on Friday.
Okay.
Here's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
When you move Josh McDaniels to Las Vegas and you invested in getting Devontae Adams over, it was all to me. When you put that group on the field, they're the hardest to defend because of Waller and his ability. Who are you going to take away? If you take away Devontae Adams, it's already proven that they got two other guys that can devastate a game. Mm-hmm. They already made it to the playoffs without having Devontae Adams. So you think about the elevation of this offense with one player coming over, but more importantly, they head coach coming over. I mean, look at the numbers. 15-53, and look, I know that's with his guy. Yeah. I don't even want to hear you say the bad man. Derek Carr is formidable. Devontae Adams can have this same type of production in Las Vegas based on what's around him. I'm not going to linger on. This is the best unit when they step out on the field. This is the toughest unit in the AFC West to guard,
yes,
from a defensive perspective.
I respectfully disagree with
okay.
you.
All right, at least you say it respectfully.
Respectfully. No, I'm not going to disrespect your point because I understand that the Raiders are formidable, and I know that Josh McDaniels, he's got some things to prove. Having said all of that, let's be very, very clear, America. He deserved this job.
Yeah.
He deserved
absolutely.
This job. When you've had the success that he has had as a coordinator and play caller, you deserve this job. So I'm not here to throw any shade on Josh McDaniel at all.
And one thing, S.A., right. might I add, mm-hmm. we saw him groom a rookie last year that played
and
pretty well.
Yeah.
And Mac Jones.
And Mac, yeah.
All right. That's fair enough. I wanted to get that in.
Fair enough. Here's where we got to stop this nonsense, right? Because I had to deal with the same problem with Keyshawn Johnson, too, who won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers but walks around like he a Dallas Cowboy for life.
Well,
I don't understand this stuff about Keyshawn. I don't know what to touch you. I'm about to find out because I'm going to the star next week. I'm going to the star. I'm going to put my foot right on the star.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's right. I can't
uh-huh.
wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait. All them damn fans. I can't wait to see them. Now, let me say this. Derek Carr. He aight, man. Nobody disrespecting him. We know he's not a scrub. He can play. Very, very good dude.
Yes.
Very good dude. You know what I'm saying?
And a very good quarterback.
A very good quarterback, role model, mm-hmm. leader, carries himself the way you want a franchise player to yep. carry themselves. I respect the hell out of Derek Carr, and I truly, truly do. But he aight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen. There's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And he more than that.
Yeah, he's more than Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm. He's more than that.
Yep.
Now, I don't like the results in the postseason from Aaron Rodgers. Can't score more than 10 points at Lambeau Field against San Francisco. Mm-hmm. But we know he ain't just aight.
Yep.
Okay? We understand this kind of stuff, all right? Lamar Jackson, he's more than I.
Yep,
Deshaun Watson, last time we saw him, he more than I, okay? All I'm saying is Derek Carr, he aight. Listen, we walk around here like this brother has been gunslinging all over the place and picking defensive ball. Now, you got Devontae Adams now.
That's a different animal. Okay.
That's a because I consider him the best receiver in football.
Okay.
We got a different argument. I understand. You got that kind of weapon. But at least give me this. Can we see him?
Man, who your team,
listen,
man?
It's the Chiefs.
I knew it.
It's the Chiefs.
Listen.
Now, I'm rooting for the Chargers.
That's why I think he loves the Chargers. That's why you threw me off when I first asked you and you didn't go Chargers. Then I remembered. I just asked you offense.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you best
to be because I'm an honest lad.
Yeah.
Okay. In the interest of full disclosure, I do love SoFi.
Yeah,
so
it's a great
place. I want every excuse to go to SoFi.
The Chargers. Right.
The Chargers.
I'm getting big time like
so
you,
far.
Too. The Chargers just using my voice in their highlight video.
Say what? They did?
Yeah.
Did they invite you to the owner's suite?
Nah, they didn't.
I ain't there yet.
I'm going to get there, though.
It's levels. The owner's suite is so far.
I need Darren Orlovsky to keep a tally of how many compliments have happened so far. Because I'm feeling seasick again, and I'm not on the boat.
Yeah, well, I wonder why that is. Fact matters, Molly. I'm the one that should be sick because I should be getting compliments from you, but that's a different story for another day. The point that I'm trying to make in bringing this stuff up is this. We got Patrick Mahomes, dog. I don't like the loss of Tyreek Hill. I think he's sensational.
Yeah.
The only problem I've ever had with Tyreek Hill is his opening his mouth about how Tua Tagovailoa is going to be as accurate as Patrick Mahomes. That's just blasphemy. Something wrong with you, Tyreek Hill, in that regard. But having said that, his brother's a superstar. I think Tyreek Hill's right there as one of the greatest receivers in football. No question. He's that big time. Losing him, I don't like that. They still got Andy Reid. They still got Eric Bieniemy. You got Marquez Valdez-Scantling from Green Bay.
Yep.
Okay. Juju Smith-Schuster, he's done with the TikTok. He's done with the TikTok. So he's going to get back. He's going to get back. But he said he's done with the TikTok. Okay. Now, I'm mad that he waited till he left Pittsburgh. But, hey, the bottom line is he's done with the TikTok. And we all know when healthy, Juju Smith-Schuster can play.
He can play.
I'm looking at that. Mecole Hardman, we just going to forget about this brother and what he brings to the table. I'm looking at all of that stuff right there. I'm looking at and my brother from another mother, my man, Travis Kelce. His decision-making is so impeccable. But that's a different subject for another day. The point that I'm trying to make to you is that when you look at what he brings, at what he brings to the table, all right, you still got him. And I'm looking at that. And then we got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I'm like, wait a minute now. Who's the quarterback? Look, if right. we are still That's saying okay. that Patrick Mahomes is back at home, it's the Chiefs.
Before we move on here to the NBA real quick, but who would you have winning the division? I asked you best offense. Would you still go Chiefs?
Chargers.
You know, I'm going with Chargers.
Yep.
You're going Chargers, too.
Yep. I'm going with Chargers.
Yep.
Because I think their defense is much
improved. It's a new day, folks.
I think their defense is much improved. I don't know about that with KC.
That's it.
But the offense at KC,
fair enough.
That ain't going to be a problem.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What about the offense with the Brooklyn Nets? What's that going to look like? So the talk last week regarding Kevin Durant and the Nets was KD's mandate to Joe Tsai, it's them or me. He was referring to GM Sean Marks and coach Steve Nash. Tsai publicly supported his staff. And as that power struggle continues to unfold, KD had some other thoughts to get off his chest yesterday in regards to some rumors. I know most people will believe unnamed sources over me, but if it's anyone out there that'll listen, I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. Expletive is comical at this point. Marcus, who has the power, KD or the Nets?
For me, it's KD. I don't think the trend has changed enough. What we've seen players have the ability to do and move forward. Now, I know a CBA is coming up in the NBA.
Yes.
I know ownership is pushing for all of these moves, the Ben Simmons, the Anthony Davises, the moves, the not playing, the load management. I know all of those will be issues. But as we sit here today, KD making his demands to Josiah and talking about Sean Marks and Steve Nash or him, perceivably, that's what the word is.
Right.
I still believe that when you go, and I hear you say this all the time, when you walk into the stadium, you go and see KD. Mm-hmm. And last time I checked, the finances still matter a lot in the NBA. That's why players have so much control. Because when you have that name and that type of cachet, you know why people are filling those stadiums and arenas up. So KD wants out of Brooklyn. Now, that to me, S.A., that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about power.
Yes, sir.
If he withholds his services, it derails everything that the Brooklyn Nets, even if the Brooklyn Nets are going to play hardball, it derails everything that they are trying to do. And then on that team, here's the problem that Brooklyn has.
Okay.
On that team, who can you honestly say, and I know you just had a conversation with Ben Simmons.
Yes.
Kyrie or Ben Simmons is going to lead the Brooklyn Nets to what? So that's where I land with KD saying, I need to be out of here. Or if he decides not to play. I know there are fines. I know there are things that you can do as an organization to make him feel not playing the game. But last time I checked, KD might be worth $500 million. So I don't know if the money is enough of a motivation for him to go on the floor if he's not, if he doesn't want to be there. That's where I am with it. Now, all of that could change. That's why I mentioned the CBA. All of this could change. It could be a whole new route on how teams deal with this. But right now, SA, I got to say KD got the power. And I believe he has the feel, he has the power for these things to even be public and be shared for the general pop to talk about. And get off their chest.
Let me tell you something, my brother. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be as respectful as I possibly can, because I love me some KD. KD and I argue offline from time to time. Sometimes it's public on Twitter or whatever. I love this brother. Love him as a person. I don't care about his emotional tirades and all stuff. He's a good brother.
I'm the same.
You know what I'm saying? He's a good brother. We good. You know how I feel about his mama Durant and the whole bit. I ain't giving KD a damn thing that he wants. He don't stay his ass right there. And I mean that.
Why?
I'm gonna tell you why. He don't have, you can talk power all you want to. Let me enlighten you further. KD last year signed a four-year, $198 million extension. All 4 years guaranteed, no player option, no out. Literally, the contract starts this upcoming season, started this July. He locked in for 4 years, all right? Joe Tsai, the owner for the Brooklyn Nets, he gave KD $164 million. He would have got that from anybody. We know that. And then now $198 million. That's $362 million. You wanted Kyrie. Brooklyn didn't want Kyrie because reputation preceded him, stuff like that. But KD wanted his boy. And we all know Kyrie's box office. His issue ain't his game. This brother is spectacular. And he is box office. Kyrie as a talent is worth $50 million a year.
Elite.
Easy. Yeah. Easy. He's that special. But you got baggage. So they didn't want that. But it was not an option if you want KD, because KD wanted his boy with him. Okay? You wanted James Harden. They got that. You wanted Steve Nash. They got that. You wanted DeAndre Jordan, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet in your life, who obviously was a big-time talent when he was younger.
He's just older.
Father time. That's all it is.
Yeah.
But you wanted him, and not only did you want him, you wanted him at $40 million. They gave him that, too. All I have to show for it is one playoff series victory in 3 years. I got Kyrie missing 123 games, only playing in 103. I got James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and KD together. That I think the number was like 29 games. Don't quote me. I don't remember. They barely played at all together. Okay, I trade for Ben Simmons. He can't go. And as an aside, when I met up with Ben Simmons, he got very, very personal in terms of talking about what happened to him.
Right.
I feel him. All of that's water under the bridge. He has my support. Go out there and ball and do what you're capable of doing, because 2 years ago, he was my defensive player of the year.
Yep.
I know what the brother can shoot. Got work on the shot. Can't shoot. He don't shoot.
He brings a lot to the table.
But he brings a lot to the table. I'm Joe Tsai with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, motivated because Bradley Beal got over $200 million. Mm-hmm. Zach LaVine got over $200 million. But Kyrie Irving missed out on his four-year, $212 million extension. He had to settle for that $36.9 million player option. I got all these cats in tow. I got news for you. Milwaukee should be the favorite in the East.
But is anybody prepared to definitively say that if Kyrie, KD, and Ben Simmons play together healthy, all in, for the, from the beginning of the season, are we definitively ready to say that they can't beat anybody?
No. Wait,
I know that. I know that. It's rhetorical. I'm saying we know that. They can win it all. You, Josiah, this is your position. Hell with all that. You ain't going to know damn well. So, next summer, I will take care of you. I will take care of you, and I will move you anywhere you want to go. But you going to get me this year. You going to get me this year. I got you 4 years. I'm only asking for one. This is what you did. You came here, you asked for every damn thing. For I don't even know if a pedicure or a manicure. I mean, what the hell? Who the hell know what else KD got? I mean, everything that he wanted, they gave him. Everything. So, everything. The point is, you are not going anywhere still, until I have this season.
You just
this
prolonging season. Power.
What do you
just prolonging power. If it's going to be next year, we're going to give you what
time
you
time
want.
Time. I need it now. I need that. What I'm saying to you is I need a legitimate shot at the chip
but
with
you banking,
all of y'all in.
But you banking on him being all in and he said he want
to
leave.
Wait, let me. I understand that. But what I'm saying to you is you ain't going nowhere else to help nobody else. I need you to do this one. I got the last 3 years. I make that vow to you. I'll move you wherever you want to go next summer.
Right.
This summer right here, I never saw you and Kyrie together for a multitude of reasons. Yep. I didn't see you, Kyrie and Ben Simmons together. I want that. You ain't going no damn place. And let me tell you, last point, and you'll appreciate what I'm about to say. Player empowerment is cool. I support that. I'm totally against player entitlement.
I'm with you.
Empowerment is cool.
Yeah.
But entitlement is you feeling you get without giving. Now, as a player, KD gave. Because he went out there, he was an MVP candidate before he got hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
But remember, all of that stuff that happened around you was a product of Kyrie. But Kyrie was the product that he was because he had your support. You signed off on it. And we rolled with you.
So
you giving me this year.
So he made
you giving me this
he
year.
He made these demands and they capitulated.
Yes.
Why Steve Nash and Sean Marks out then?
What do you mean out?
Like, why would he give them the ultimatum to choose?
Because clearly, if he took that position, well, let's say this about Steve Nash. I've been on the record.
Right.
Steve Nash is nicest dude in the world. He never deserved a job.
Yeah.
He should have never had the job because he's never coached on any level. That's all.
Right.
No other thing. He's just never coached before. He should have, that job should have been Mark Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn, Bishop Lock, the whole bit. I mean, Queens native. You should have hired Mark Jackson. But having said all of that, that's the Steve Nash component. The Sean Marks component, I don't know. But in the end, what it comes down to, clearly you don't believe in his ability to get the personnel necessary, which I don't know why you wouldn't believe in that.
So do you think Cy folds and gets rid of them?
No.
Okay.
From what I'm being told, this man is dogged about it because of what I'm saying.
All right.
He's like, wait a minute. The 4 years, that's a given. But you got to give me 1 year
and
as a team.
Where's Kyrie and all
but,
this?
But say you as well.
All over the
you as well
place.
Connected. As anybody in the world to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here listening to you saying that he's going to, let's do this for 1 year and I'll give you what you want. So who really still has the power?
Well, I'm saying it's him because KD can't just leave.
And he's willing
to take it, meaning Josiah, because it's like, all I got is one playoff victory.
Yeah.
So guess what? I mean, what difference does it make?
But you're also still banking on two other guys that you don't know if they're going
to
be available.
But I understand that. But what I'm saying to you is that we know that Kyrie won a new contract.
Yeah.
And we know him
repeating. But he wouldn't get one?
If he did the same stuff he did last season?
Right.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Hold on. Remember, I've been on the record. I sat here all year and I said to y'all, 1 year at a time. You ain't giving them a long-term deal. What happened?
1 year.
What happened? Now, listen, I know it's my opinion, but we know that I speak to people before I formulate these opinions.
Yeah.
I wasn't just talking.
Yeah.
I knew what was going to happen. And I'm telling you right now, you KD, if I'm Josiah, I'm going to say what I said last year, and I'll close it out. Your ass ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Not this year. You going to get me this year with this team.
All right.
Good luck with that. Josiah.
Before we go to break, real quick, Marcus, let's play a little Who Wore It Best. So I just have, let's just pull.
Oh, my God, you did?
Yeah. Do we have that image? Oh. I needed the split screen with Stephen A. Put Stephen A on the screen, split with him. So I just, everyone to see. Can we do that? Can we make that happen? There we go. Okay.
First of all.
I'm wondering, is this ACC?
What time?
Coach Williams, I have a question for you.
Is this ACC week? Because, I mean, yesterday it was the orange, a lot of orange happening.
No, it has nothing to do with it. It just said I put, Molly, you should appreciate this. What happened was I put it on and I said, damn, I really look good.
So because of that,
let me rock this today. You see what I'm saying? That's what happened.
Schools are starting and schools are in all around the country. Yeah. He laying that stuff out the night before.
Not the night before. Marcus, week in advance. The stylist is coming over, they're steaming, he's got a rack laid out Monday, Tuesday.
I've graduated. I style my own stuff. Like, for example, you see the pocket square right there? You see how it matches the pocket square?
You styling your own self now?
Listen to me, because I can, because I'm that gifted.
The point I'm making is,
it matches with the inside, right? This is not a separate pocket square. I'll pull it from the inside.
Oh, from the material on the inside?
On the inside.
And that's not even great, man.
You look great. You and Roy look alike, but there's levels to this. Okay, there's levels.
And remember, it's you and Roy, and then remember,
I'm a role model, Goldilocks. I'm a role model, okay?
I need to clean your glasses in the crystal bright. All right, let's go. You're setting the example for people. You are a good role model at times.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, our most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings awaits you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. I'm Molly Karam, and I hope you have a fabulous day. Thanks for listening to the pod. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Stefania Bell, miss you. Thank you kindly. All right, the list of best fantasy football quarterbacks begins with Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Justin Herbert. Following the top three comes Lamar Jackson, who's the last three seasons has averaged the most fantasy points per game as a quarterback. Now, Lamar wants his contract situation settled before the Ravens' opening game. That's on September 11th. Lamar, who's representing himself in negotiations, has yet to be able to come to terms with the team that has drafted him. Stephen A., should Lamar play in the season opener with no contract?
Hell to the no. Not at all. Not even a little bit. I mean, I think it would be one of the dumbest things he could possibly do. I don't know how smart it is for him not to have representation, to be fair. I just don't think that's wise.
because there are things that people can slide into contracts, and that's not to say you don't have a lawyer overlooking it or whatever, but agents who are familiar with talking to executives, who know this business inside and out, you know, there's a level of expertise that they provide, and we need to stop acting like we don't know nor have any appreciation for what they bring to the table. Yeah. Everybody's got a specialty, and you exercise those specialties. It's like, you know, listen, my brother, you ain't poor no more. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to penny pinch any longer. You know, when you upgrade, then you pay for services to elevate you even further. That's what you do. Well, you know what? Once upon a time, I shoveled my own snow. That don't happen no more. I mowed my own lawn. True story. All the time. I don't do that no more. Things change.
You used to mow that thing in a Walkman.
I used to have a Walkman. That's right. Both of them. That's damn right. It was actually very cathartic. I actually enjoyed it. But the point is that you don't do stuff anymore like that. Stop being so damn cheap. Make sure that you go out there and pay for the level of representation you richly deserve. We know that Lamar Jackson is a superstar talent. We know that Lamar Jackson is worthy of a minimum of $230 million guaranteed once Deshaun Watson set that marker. We understand that. We also understand last year, when you were out the last four games, wasn't the first time you had an injury in your career. Okay? You've had various injuries in your career. Something could end your season. Something could end your career. And it wasn't like you hurt your hand or you hurt your shoulder or something. No, brother, you hurt those wheels.
Yep.
Those electrifying wheels that we have never seen from the quarterback position in the history of the game. You were down with an ankle injury. Pay attention. And so to me, because of the violence, if this is basketball swag, if this is baseball, that's different, okay? But when you're talking about football, it is a grave, grave mistake to roll the dice and take those chances, particularly when you play the position of quarterback in the National Football League. One hit can end you. You don't step out on that field until you get your money.
Yeah, and look, and so conventionally, I don't even think we need to fight over this, but conventionally, I would say the same thing you just said. But I think about what we have case study-wise, right? Like, so Lamar's style of play is what always comes into question with the injury.
Okay.
And rightfully so, which is fair. But I also have a case study of Dak Prescott twisting his ankle three ways and still getting paid.
Yeah.
Right? And now the next version of that is, well, Dak Prescott doesn't run as much as Lamar Jackson. I get that.
That's where I was going to go.
But Lamar Jackson is, first of all, we both in agreement that the contract need to be done before he play.
Okay.
All right? But I also have listened and watched and paid attention to what Lamar Jackson is doing.
Okay.
And obviously he seems okay with going out and playing without having a deal done. Because what you talking about, say, as far as a season opener, you should have never stepped foot in camp. You should have never stepped foot in OTAs.
Right.
Like, we talk, Lamar Jackson is the Ravens offense.
Totally.
It's complete. I mean,
they got some dude there wide out, Devin Duvernay. Not Ava. The producer, the extraordinaire.
She is phenomenal,
the
by the way.
She's
Bridgerton was such
she's
a phenomenal.
Ava Duvernay is just
so many things.
Well, that's Ron, Shonda Rhimes.
I mean, Shonda Rhimes.
But Shonda Rhimes is sensational, but Ava Duvernay is something special as well. But they ain't her playing wide receiver. That's some dude, Devin Duvernay. And I think he could play, but I'm just saying.
But my issue with it is, you brought up a great point about the agent too. Here's what I've always contested. Your first contract, honestly, you really don't need one. Mm-hmm. Your second one, you need one because it gets detailed and nuanced. But I have a feeling that Lamar could potentially, say, take the Kirk Cousins or the Dak Prescott route. Do you know what quarterback in the NFL has made more money in the last 4 years?
Is it Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yeah, bro. because he bet on himself.
And we are both sitting here saying, Lamar, don't do that. Mm-hmm. But Lamar may be saying, I am doing that because we can't get to a point
allow
of a contract.
Allow me to address that point that you bros made. Because it's very, very important because we want to look out for the brother.
Yeah.
We want to look out for him, okay? Tell him what it is. Kirk Cousins is an entirely different situation.
Understood.
Kirk Cousins did that because Kirk Cousins didn't have that kind of long-term deal on the table. So he had to bet on himself for 2 years before the Minnesota Vikings came along and guaranteed him $84 million. He bet on himself, and he deserves props for that, but he also had no choice because
You were a backup to RG3 before you took over. You didn't do much when you was in Washington in terms of playoff appearances and all that stuff. You got your numbers,
yeah,
people said about that, but there were still some real huge question marks about you. So as a result, we know you could throw the football. We know you could play quarterback, but could you be that dude to take somebody over the hump?
But
in Lamar Jackson's case, Lamar Jackson is holding the Ravens offense on his shoulders.
He is.
All right, we get that. J.K. Dobbins can ball. We get that. Mark Andrews can ball. We get all of that. We understand that Bateman can ball, too. But in the end, it comes down to Lamar Jackson. What I'm saying is, because that's the case and the money's there, like, you going to argue over, let's say, for example, because we don't know.
That's the problem.
In fitness, we don't know. Like, if they saying to you, it's $200 million. It's $175. That's different.
Yeah.
But if they sitting there going like this, yo, man, we going to give you $227 million. We're going to give you $229 million. Uh-huh. We're going to give you $231 million. And you fighting for $240. You tripping.
I got you.
We gotta got to be careful
what
about that. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute now.
Three.
That's what I'm saying.
So the Kirk Cousins point for me was, if this is the route Lamar is going, you essentially looking at a three-year, $100 million deal, mm-hmm, right? He got this year to play, yep, and you will have two opportunities to franchise. Now, remember, this dude 25.
No, I'm only thinking about him getting hurt.
Injuries.
That's it.
And I'm
That's
with
my
you.
Whole issue.
The only reason we not in the same boat is because I don't believe that's something he's paying attention to right now.
You and I doing this job, this is what you feel, and then there's what we feel, yeah, as spectators. Yeah. And commentators and pundits. The fact of the matter is that, yeah, Lamar Jackson might be feeling what you're saying. That don't make him smart.
It don't make him smart, Stephen A., but in his mind, there has to be something wrong with this negotiation for us to be at this point.
Right.
And what I've said already, yeah, because we can try to, mm-hmm, argue, should Lamar Jackson play, right, he's already showed up without a new contract.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, listen.
Your bad man was in California taking some mushrooms or something.
I don't know what the hell he was doing.
Okay.
It sounded nasty.
And got $350.
It sounded nasty. But let me say this to you. Let me tell you this quick story. So, years ago, I'm going through, negotiation. Yeah. So, mm-hmm, I'm home, with my boys. We hanging out one night. Man, hell with that, dog. You deserve more. Then hold up. I went like this. You need to go.
You got to get out of here.
You got to get out of here. You got to go. See, that's that ignorance right there. Now, you negotiate.
Yeah.
You know your marketability. You do your homework, etc. Don't be disrespected.
Yeah.
They got to come in the ballpark. When they come in the ballpark, and you got even your agent saying, look, we get a little more. It's a good deal, low. All right. That's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
You ain't got, it got to be a dollar more than the next.
What's really unique.
Come on, man.
There's other people. Richard Sherman represents himself. Yeah. Russell Okung. There was someone else I saw as well. Bobby Wagner. But the difference is,
I just think the ego becomes a part of it, and that's the worst thing in the negotiation.
Someone that uses
by the way.
All right.
Remember, Richard Sherman's a different animal, too.
I'm just saying, those were notable players, but later, later in their career. All right, it's not just NFL season right around the corner, fantasy football season as well. Look at all the teams being drafted with ESPN Fantasy Football. Sign up now. Get ready for fantasy season. Go to ESPN.com/FFL or download the ESPN Fantasy.
Just don't ask Molly. She cheats. She cheats on fantasy football.
Or I win.